Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to the human plane. And wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminiscence of the past and spoke to Vidura in pleasing mood. Purport. When Uddhava was fully observed in the transcendental ecstasy of love of Godhead, he actually forgot all the external world. The pure devotee lives constantly in the abode of the Supreme Lord, even in the present body, which apparently belongs to this world. The pure devotee is not exactly on the bodily plane, since he is observed in the transcendental thought of the Supreme. When Uddhava wanted to speak to Vidura, he came down from the abode of Lord Dwarka. The material plane of the human being, even though a pure devotee is present on this mortal planet, he is here in relation to the Lord for engagement in transcendental loving service, and not for any material cause. A living entity can live either on the material plane or in the transcendental abode of the Lord, in accordance with his existential condition. The conditional changes of the living entity are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the introduction given to Srila Rupa Goswami by Lord Sri Chaitanya, the living entities all over the universe are enjoying the effects of the respective fruitive results of their own work, life after life. Out of all of them, some may be influenced by the association of pure devotee and get a chance to execute devotional service by the attainment of taste. The taste is the seed of devotional service, and one who is fortunate enough to have received such a seed is advised to sow it in the core of his heart. As one cultivates a seed of pouring water to fructify it, the seed of devotional service sown in the heart of a devotee may be cultured by pouring water in the form of hearing and chanting of the holy names and the pastimes of the Lord. The creeper of devotional service, so nourished, gradually grows, and the devotee acting as a gardener goes on pouring water of constant hearing and chanting. The creeper of devotional service gradually grows so high that it passes through the entire material universe and enters into the spiritual sky, growing still higher and higher until it reaches the planet Goloka Vrindavan. The devotee gardener is in touch with the abode of the Lord even from the material plane by dint of performing devotional service to the Lord, simply by hearing and chanting. As a creeper takes shelter of another stronger tree, similarly, the creeper of devotional service, nourished by the devotees, takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and thus becomes fixed. When the creeper is fixed, then the fruit of the creeper comes into existence, and the gardener who nourished it is able to enjoy the fruits of love, and his life becomes successful. That Uddhava attained the stage is evident from his dealings. He could simultaneously reach the supreme planet and still appear in this world. Om Jnanati Mandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulamitam Yena Tasmaye Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitam Sha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpati, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namastute, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavanishwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebayo, Vaishnavebayo, Namo Namaha, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtata Disatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to human plane, and wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminisce of the past and spoke to Vidura in a pleasing mood. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnava here and on online, that I may be able to say something relevant for my own purification and say something that is relevant to this purport. So this actual purport is quite, that the whole conversation is very deep, extremely deep, that it actually takes us to another platform. In the material world, everyone is fantasizing about things or being somewhere else, doing different things, because they're not happy in the condition that they're in. But here, the example of Uddhava is very much sobering. It gives us the glimpse of what really devotional service is meant to do to us. This purport actually explains the nature of a pure devotee. The nature of a pure devotee, like the conversation between Uddhava and Vidura, as we heard yesterday's class given by Mukunda Hari Prabhu, spoke about the different symptoms of devotional service, that how the body's in the hairs on the body can stand out and you know, different formations, different examples were given. And in this verse, it speaks about how one can be on a different planet completely, even though one may have this material body. This material body is made of earth, water, air, fire, ether, and these material five elements, then the gross elements. But in spite of having this, one can actually elevate himself. The whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is to transcend. Transcend from where we are to another position. You know, just like when you travel in the airport, there's a transit lounge. No one stays in the lounge forever. They're there for a purpose. Either they've arrived or they're moving on somewhere. So the whole purpose of our Krishna consciousness, here very nicely explained by Prabhupada in the purport, is when Uddhava is fully observed in the transcendental ecstasy of love of Godhead, he actually forgot all about the external world. If we are actually following the principles, this is what we're aiming for. It's a very tall order. We're all here. Physically we're here. Sometimes mentally, we're in a different place. So we can see that there's a difference between the mental plane and the spiritual plane. So Uddhava could simultaneously come, here further on explains within the purport, that he was in Dwarka. And all of a sudden, because Vidura called, he could be here. The same example is given by Lord Krishna himself, within the Gajendra Moksha. Gajendra was far away somewhere up in the mountains, and he prayed. He prayed to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, there is only you that I can surrender unto," because he tried. He tried depending on his family. He tried depending on his friends. Tried depending on everyone that was around him. But no one could actually help him. No one could do anything because he was in the water, bitten by a crocodile. And the crocodile is the stronger animal within the water. Generally, the elephants are very strong. So our position is like this, that we're here in this material world. Unless we take association of the devotees, unless we're actually hearing, unless we are actually here to transcend. Because some of us have been here for a long time. Some of us are new in Krishna consciousness. The whole purpose of everyone is to actually transcend, to move to a different plane. Within this, also the purport, Prabhupada goes on to explain the conditional changes of the living entity are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his instruction given to Srila Rupa Goswami by Lord Chaitanya. The living entities, all of the universe, are enjoying the effects of the respective fruitive results of their own work. Life after life. All of us had many, many lives. And somehow, as it explains here, that by the mercy of a devotee, we've got this Bhakti Lata Bija, a bija, a seed. A seed cannot be sown by itself. Someone has to plant it. And we're fortunate that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has sown this seed in everyone. So the point here is that we need a spiritual master. We need someone that will help us to actually nurture that seed. And there are different types of gurus. I think this has been spoken by before by someone else, but I'm just going to, for our own references, it begins with like Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is sitting within the heart. And Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, that he is in the heart of every living entity. So he gives us inspiration. Then there is the Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, because within the Prabhupada explains that we take assistance of a stronger tree. When the creeper is trying to grow, it just can't grow by itself. It needs some support. And this support comes in the form of many different ways. Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshmana Man Ki Jai, Shishi Gonitai Ki Jai, Yashoda Damodara Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanand. So this different assistance is required for each and every one of us. And this assistance comes in different forms. Through devotees who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. Then we have a Shiksha Guru, someone who instructs us in the process of our Krishna consciousness. And through this Shiksha, we're encouraged to take Diksha. And through this Diksha, we're actually formally making an announcement that I'm willing to surrender, or at least I'm trying to surrender. In any relationship, unless there is commitment. Just like boy and a girl may be going out together, which is very common nowadays. They also live together, and a few years later, you see they're apart. But this spiritual relationship is not like that. This spiritual relationship with the spiritual master is eternal. It's eternal. It is said that the spiritual master takes the karmas of the disciple so that he's got a clean slate to start, to begin his Krishna consciousness, to make this progress. This is the planting of the bija, the planting of the seed in the heart. And how is this seed purified? Prabhupada gives the example of the water, and then he says, this is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, you know, what mantra has this my guru given him? Kiba mantra diyam. What mantra has he given me that I have become mad? I've become madly intoxicated. So even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come in this age, in this age of Kali, and the Yuga Dharma is actually the chanting of the holy name, which is the only thing, that can actually help us to come out of this realm of material existence. But our minds and our nature is of such that we tend to forget very easily. When we are in the association of the devotees, that's why Prabhupada is emphasizing that the creeper needs assistance, needs something stronger to develop Krishna consciousness. And this Krishna consciousness is the association, not just of the person Bhagavat, but also the book Bhagavatam, which is being read every day. But really, as the example of Uddhava is there, even in this material plane, he could go to Dwarka. With us, we're here in this material, we could also be doing, but our mind plays up. It's explained, padam padam vipadam. At every step, there is danger. At every step, there is danger. You know, when we're out, there's an advertising of all sorts of billboards, so many things is being advertised, not just out there, but also on the phone. As soon as we're on the phone, we can see there's so many ads thinking, or making us think, by having something, we can actually be happy. But really, that's never happened. Dukhalayam. Since the creation of this material world, it is said it's dukhalayam. So how can we be, as a tiny spark, be any different to all the other living entities? But our mind and our nature is such that we think, you know what, I'm a little different. We look at ourselves and we think, I'm someone different, and I can do all these things. I can survive all this. But Prabhupada gives the example, just like a boat is swept away, and you know, it doesn't matter how expert the boater is or the swimmer is, if you're in the ocean, the waves come. The waves are so much stronger than the person. Can be tossed away at any time. The other example Prabhupada gives is like you can have a single matchstick. It'll break very easily. But if you have a whole bunch of matchsticks together, then you can't break them. So the key, again and again, you know, Prabhupada explains, is this association. And this association, as said, comes in many different ways. The different types of guru, the first, also another name of a guru is Vartama Pradakshana Guru. That we should be grateful, we should have some gratitude to someone who introduces to Krishna consciousness. In life, there are these two words, gratitude and attitude. If really we have gratitude, which we really should, because we are eternally, not just in this lifetime, but eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. And there is, in our small conditional way, it's virtually impossible to repay Prabhupada for what he's given us. Eh? But most of us, after a certain time, start having some kind of attitude. Eh? Once we're Krishna conscious, we think, I know a lot more. Eh? I've been in good standing for this number of years. Then we start finding faults in others. We start finding faults in others. And it is said, the greatest offense that Krishna does not tolerate is an offense to the other devotees. Eh? It is the greatest offense. But somehow, because we become a little laxed, you know, we come for morning prayer, we do all the things, and then at some stage we just think, oh, yeah, I've done enough, I've done my time. Eh? But really, which person in the material world does anyone know, eh, has got millions and has stopped working? All these big, you know, companies, anyone stopped trading? Any director said, you know what, I think I've made enough. You know, this is it now, I'm just going to give everything up. Eh? In a similar manner, our Krishna consciousness is meant to be like that. That the satisfaction that, you know, it's a commitment of a lifetime or many lifetimes. For some of us, you know, those who are really fixed up, like, you know, in Krishna consciousness, maybe just within this lifetime they can go back home, back to God, because it is possible. And we've seen some examples, yeah, within our congregation, within the devotees that we know, eh, that when they're about to leave their body, eh, a devotee is there to assist them. This is the goodwill. This is the goodwill of all the sadhana, all the practices that we keep on putting in. Eh? For the bija to fructify and to grow, eh, it takes time. Eh? Not all the seeds are planted and next day they grow into a full tree and starts bearing fruits. Eh? It doesn't. For instance, a mango tree, you plant it, it's not going to grow in 2 years, 3 years. Eh? It takes time. So similarly, for us, we continuously have to keep on endeavoring. Unless we keep on endeavoring, eh? As I said, you know, padam padam vipadam, eh? Or puna charvita charvita nam. Otherwise, we'll end up chewing the chewed all over again. Eh? We've been here in this material world so many times. Eh? We're chewing the chewed. If you've chewed something, what taste is there left in that? You know, most people, before coming to Krishna consciousness, somewhere along the life, I'm sure everyone's tried some chewing gum in their lives. Eh? What happens? It gives a little flavor for a while. Eh? And that flavor is gone. But some people just keep on chewing. It's in their mouth for hours to come. But there's no taste in there. There's nothing there. So this Krishna consciousness is actually here to transcend us. And this fruit will definitely fructify. Eh? Definitely will fructify, because Prabhupada assures us. Eh? Provided we are actually trying to the best of our ability. Eh? To the best of our, because Krishna is sitting as Chaitya Guru within our heart and seeing, witnessing. Eh? How much we're actually endeavoring, how much we're trying. And fruits will fructify in due course. Eh? Some fruits sometimes are sour, some fruits are bitter, eh? Some fruits are sweet. Eh? As Prabhupada says, mango is the king of all fruits. Eh? But not everyone can become a mango. Eh? Not everyone can become a bitter melon. Eh? Not everyone can become, you know, but the variety is there. This variety is there because we all are individuals. Each one of us have different abilities, different capacities. Hmm? I'm sure a pujari sitting here giving a class will speak differently. Eh? Someone who's doing Harinam, eh, will say differently. Someone doing books will say something differently. These are all the varieties. These are the varieties like the mango and all the other fruits. We all fit in somewhere. There's a place for each and every one of us. Huh?
It's all three.
It's all three. Yeah, I mean, smart. It's like Uddhava is here, but he's not here. So are you, Prabhu. But we're here to actually learn. Yeah? We're here to learn that we're not this body. The basic fundamentals of Krishna consciousness begins with understanding that I'm not this body. Yeah? But unfortunately, yeah, most of us, sometimes, even in spite of coming to Krishna consciousness, yeah, over the years, we drift away. After realizing, after the seed has already been planted. Yeah, it's sad. Yeah? So we have to take compassion. How we can help others. Just over a period of time, you know, when we've been in Krishna consciousness, our purpose is actually how to help others. How, you know, whether it's bringing new devotees or looking after someone who's already there. Because each and every one of us needs some form of encouragement. In spite of, you know, reading the shastras, but when you physically hear somebody saying, oh Prabhu, you're doing very, you know, you lead kirtan very nicely, or you do this very nicely, eh? It encourages that person. So, you know, for this, once the seed has been planted, eh, it needs a good gardener. Eh? Because within the garden, those who have done any gardening will see that the weeds will grow. Sometimes, I mean, I have a small garden, but believe me, there's so much weeds there that, you know, within 2 weeks, they're back again. Eh? So unless we pick out the weeds, eh, the seed may be planted, but along with this seed, eh, we have to become a good gardener, as Prabhupada explains in the purport. That gardener is picking out the weeds. These weeds will actually or otherwise take away the creeper. Eh? It'll cripple the creeper in its growth. And Prabhupada explains this creeper can grow higher and higher and higher and go all the way to the Golok Vrindavan. Eh? It can go all the way to Golok Vrindavan. And this opportunity is there for each and every one of us, eh? Due to the mercy and the causeless compassion of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Eh? And that's why we are eternally, eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. Eh? 8:30, so I'll stop here. Any corrections, comments? Govinda Prabhu, Smarahari Prabhu are here if you've got any questions. Any questions? We have lots of exalted devotees here.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. You were mentioning about how the spiritual master plants the seed of devotional service, Guru Krishna Prasad by Bhakti Lata Beach. But elsewhere in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai, that it is not something to be gained from another source. So I was just wondering your thoughts on this, and maybe if you could comment, please. Thank you.
It is my understanding, and maybe devotees here can correct me, it is a causeless mercy. Prabhupada, at the age of 69, did not need to come out to the West. Okay? He came out because of the instructions of his spiritual master. Generally, as I said, there's, you know, the seed can be sown in here within the purport, it says, as you just read, eh? But the seed can be sown, when we spoke about different gurus, eh? It could be in the form of Chaitya Guru, could be Shiksha Guru, but somehow or the other, if the seed is planted, that's the hope. The point is, if the seed is not planted, then what? Who plants it sometimes can be a debate, you know, could be from previous lives. Maybe Govinda Prabhu or Smarari Prabhu could, or someone could comment. Antaranga Prabhu is there.
So there is, I mean, this is one philosophical approach which divides. There are basically two schools on this one. I don't want to go into controversies, but yeah, these two schools are, one school is saying that we have this obviously inherent nature to and propensity to be devotionally inclined towards Krishna. Another school is saying that actually only by the mercy of pure devotee this seed is implanted. So this is more like a philosophical discussion. I mean, there are varieties of observations on this one. One is that because we are part and parcel of Krishna, naturally that relationship, that rasa with Krishna is always there in a dormant state. And some of the acharyas are commenting that what actually Guru gives is not necessarily bhakti lata. He doesn't necessarily give, but he gives opportunity, or he kind of creates a momentum where when the creeper, which is already there, can start sprouting. He gives like a chance of connection. He gives that glance, he gives that mercy, he gives that opportunity for Jiva to start performing devotional service. But what Karan was asking, that where is it coming from? Is it coming from Guru, or is it already there? So this was some of the opinions of the acharyas, that the acharya gives opportunity to start practicing and allow that lata to actually sprout. Not that he gives it, but he allows it to sprout.
I mean, Prabhupada gives an example of a wood. There's fire there already in the wood, but it just needs igniting. Eh? Because it needs igniting, someone has to take that responsibility, or someone takes that mercy of igniting it. I think
Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he explains that before someone takes initiation, he's just getting agata sukriti, spiritual piety. And one time Shivana Maharaj, he mentioned in some situation that unless one takes a spiritual master, that spiritual piety will run out at some point and one will struggle. So you need the mercy of an advanced devotee to help you link to Krishna. By oneself, to approach Krishna directly is not so easy. One has to get the mercy of a devotee.
I think Govinda Prabhu had a point.
It's one thing. It's interesting, you know, when we talk about the reaction to sins, there's kuta, bij, palamukha, and karupta. So bij is a desire. So I'm just thinking, the spiritual master, he awakens the desire. So maybe, suppose we consider that bhakti is inherent, as some schools say, as Prabhupada seems to indicate, then who awakens the desire? That's a bij as well, you see. So maybe we're thinking of bij in the wrong way or something. Just a thought. It's a desire seed.
I mean, it appears contradictory, just like it said that Guru Bina Mantra Nishfala. But then the holy name is absolute. But someone needs to awaken that. I mean, my point would be, unless someone has got a different understanding and different comment on it, I'm welcome to hear it. But, you know, Guru Bina Mantra Nishvala. But the understanding is the holy name is absolute. It's not contaminated in any way. Do you need a guru? It could be a whole other debate. Eh? But the whole process is Prabhupada is giving within the purport is when the bij is planted, even when it's fructifying, it needs a support. It makes it very clear that it needs that support in order for it to, you know, grow further and further, so that eventually it can reach Goloka Vrindavan. So, our real purpose should be, if a person is drowning and someone is giving him a hand to come out, is his business to ask, what is this person's qualification? Is he really going to be able to save me? When he's throwing the rope, to catch the rope and to come out. So my understanding would be, actually, we're all drowning in this material world. Eh? And we all need help. And that help is the Maha Mantra. And that Maha Mantra comes through different personalities. But when it's specifically planted by the Guru, then it fructifies much, much more better than, you know, if there are certain things that can be there from previous lives. So, you know, Bhagavad Gita explains that wherever we leave off in this spiritual life in this lifetime, will continue. There's no diminution. Something may be there, but then who's going to remind us? Does it come automatically by itself? Or is there Paramatma within that, the Chaitya Guru, igniting it? Is it the Diksha Guru? Is it the Shiksha Guru? There is always two schools of thought. Eh? And Prabhupada also explains that. But really my understanding from listening to Prabhupada's lectures and reading is that if a person is drowning, then his real first thought should be, how can I come out of this? Or who's helping me to come out? I don't know whether that answers any of your... Hare Krishna, Shri Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.